Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis, the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk, was honored at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. She received two awards, one from the president of NRB. Jerry Johnson had the president's award, and he honored her in front of the entire NRB convention. And the other was from Bot Media, the Bot Radio Network. They have about 100 or more radio stations nationwide, and they reach about 50 million listeners around the country. Both of these were there at NRB, the Bots, and of course Jerry Johnson, and it was at those meetings of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention and also the Bot Radio Network where Christian clerk Kim Davis was honored for her stance, for her courage, for her Christian witness. We're going to be talking about Kim and her case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com. Matt, you know, the fact is that Kim Davis is someone who was courageous and literally went to jail for her faith. 6 days she spent in jail. She was ready to spend 6 months in jail or longer if she had to, so as not to violate the scriptures with regards to the definition and understanding of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And as a result of that, lots of things have happened. Her court case is still going on, but a governor has been elected in Kentucky. An executive order has been issued by that new governor, Matt Bevin, to protect her and other clerks. The Senate in Kentucky, by a vote of 30-8, passed a law that would ultimately protect the clerks. That goes on to the House for consideration. And then if passed, the governor will sign it. So Kim Davis has had a ripple effect of good around the country, certainly in Kentucky, around America, and even around the world. And as a result of that, that's why the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, the president, Jerry Johnson, gave the president's award to her, and Bot Radio Network gave the Heroine of Faith Award to recognize Kim Davis.
Yeah, and Matt, this case is important on so many different levels, obviously for the possible precedent that it will set here. But really, a big part of the reason this case is so important is because it's just a perfect example of how when a person stands firm for God's truth and does not waver, and Kim is a humble, sweet, kind, caring person that loves these self-identified gays and lesbians who are seeking to validate their behaviors and with these marriage, so-called marriage licenses and so forth. She loves them, but she just cannot participate with them and help lead them and be complicit in leading them into something that God says is sin, that God calls sin throughout the Old and the New Testament. But this is, it's a perfect example. Once again, Kim Davis has been honored at an international level, really. You know, last year at the family, with the Family Research Council and other organizations, with the Values Voter Summit. Now with this, you know, the Vatican requesting that that the Pope meet with her, which she did, despite what some of the leftist media outlets have tried to twist it, and that she had a private one-on-one meeting with the Pope where he encouraged her and said that he stood with her and told her to remain courageous and stand firm and strong. This just shows you what God can do with one humble individual when he or she stands firm for God's truth. And God is using her in very, very mighty ways here. And she's not asking for these kinds of accolades. She's not asking for these rewards. She's a very sweet, humble lady. But she is being honored and rewarded for her faithfulness to God.
Well, last year at the Value Voter Summit, Tony Perkins gave an award to Kim Davis for her courage. He said when he was giving the award to her that the year before, in 2014, he gave the exact same award to the wife of the jailed pastor who was imprisoned in Iran, who was just recently released not long ago. And he gave it to her for her courage and for her husband's courage, as he still, at the time, remained in an Iranian prison. In 2015, Tony Perkins said, little did he know that a year later he would be giving the same award to someone else in the United States of America who was jailed for their faith, in this case, Kim Davis. Now, the interesting thing is that Jerry Johnson, the president of NRB, told me the same thing. In 2015, the award there was given to an individual, the same one, the wife of the jailed Iranian pastor. And this year, it was given to Kim Davis. So in both cases, without any coordination, the award the year before from the Valley Voter Summit, the award the year before for National Religious Broadcasters Convention was given to the wife of the Iranian pastor who was imprisoned in Iran, the pastor who was at prison in Iran, and then this year to Kim Davis. You know, I think when you meet Kim Davis, as I said to the NRB crowd, I said she has been an encouragement to us. She's an encouragement to everyone she meets. She shows how completely God can transform a life and use it incredibly beyond what you imagine, ask, or think. And we're thankful, I said to the NRB attendees, to Jesus Christ for transforming lives. What you see in Kim is a woman whose life was transformed by Jesus, and she will not be unfaithful to our Lord, and that's why she was there at that moment. You know, when I posted this information on our website, there have been lots of people that responded, and they are thankful for Kim. There was one that ultimately did respond, a young man who apparently is an atheist, doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in Satan. And his response was, burn Kim Davis at the stake. And then others engaged him and said that that was intolerant, that was wrong for him to say that. And he says, well, it's okay to say that because you've chosen religion as your choice and people can do whatever they want to you. You know, that is the very intolerant side of this agenda that you see. And, you know, Kim Davis, she's someone who's literally been transformed by Jesus Christ. She hates no one. She loves every person, but she will not be unfaithful. She will not, in turn, give violent rhetoric or demeaning language to those who try to heap it on her. And even though she was the target of a lot of that kind of language and a lot of hate, she stood strong, and she, in turn, did not throw it back. I think she is a great example of the humility and the transformed life through Jesus Christ.
Well, Kim has been the target of multiple death threats, Matt. You and everyone at Liberty Council have, because of this case. So that rhetoric from that individual, from that atheist, you know, that's no different than what we're hearing out of Iran and from ISIS. And, you know, persecute Christians, kill them, burn them alive, burn them at the stake. And persecution is persecution. You talked about this woman, this Christian woman thrown in jail. In Iran that was honored at the Values Voter Summit.
It wasn't the woman that was thrown in jail. It was her husband.
The husband of the wife that was honored. He was thrown in jail for his Christian faith. Kim Davis, thrown in jail for her Christian faith. Where are the differences in the persecution here? One is a little bit softer persecution. By the grace of God, Christians are not being, you know, beheaded alive here in the United States yet. We hope and pray and that kind of violent persecution will not become systemic as it is in a number of Islamic nations. But, you know, being thrown in jail for 6 days because you refuse to disobey God, And are actually complying with the laws as they are on the books. And that was the case. People forget that they're in Kentucky. That she was complying with the laws on the books.
Well, unfortunately,
that's still persecution.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you do have people losing their life in this country because they are Christian. They're either shot or some of them have been beheaded here.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's not as widespread as we see in the Middle East and other parts of these Islamic-dominated countries. But what we do need to do is we need to be accommodating of people's faith. We need to be respectful. Kim Davis, all she asked for is to have her deeply held Christian faith, her conscience, her convictions accommodated. There were reasonable ways to do so, and one of the ways is to remove her name and authority from those licenses. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can learn more about Liberty Council on that webpage. You can also find out other topics of discussion. We are a religious liberty legal organization advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family through litigation. We're in the courts. through education, through a wide variety of educational outreaches, and through public policy, through working with state and federal legislation. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Don't get discouraged about what's happening in the country. There's certainly a lot to discourage you, but God is still in control, and he's not wringing his hands because he still is the creator of the universe, and he can turn things around in an instant. He's looking for people, you and me, to stand up and be faithful, people like Kim Davis, unlikely candidates to do more than what you can imagine, ask, or think. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel with your financial contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.